Hey folks, Philip Lombo here, and I wanted to take a couple of minutes to share with you the wisdom of one of my favorite books, and maybe yours too, The Very Hungry Caterpillar. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're like, Philip, that's a children's book. It is, but it's a very, very, very wise book and absolutely related to marketing. So, just a quick spoiler alert, I am going to be going through this, so turn this off if you want to find out what happens at the end, okay? But anyway, let's go through this, and I'll show you exactly what I mean, all right? So, when we go through, and by the way, this is, it's a beautifully illustrated book. I mean, I love reading it to my girls, just because it is, it's just awesome. But anyway, here is the caterpillar when it first starts out, right? It's just an egg, right? But then, ultimately, it comes out of the egg, then it starts growing a bit. And then it gets hungry, and it wants to eat all this stuff, right? Goes through all these different things through the week, even going up to, you know, from the fruit, it goes to, like, lollipops and sausages, watermelon, and just it starts eating more and getting bigger, and then ultimately it gets this cocoon, right? And it's in the cocoon for a while, and then it turns into this awesome, awesome butterfly, okay? So what does that have to do with marketing? Well, I'll tell you. You want to think about your prospects like they are very hungry caterpillars, okay? Now, in order for them to turn into butterflies, in marketing, we're thinking of butterfly as your ideal customer, okay? This is somebody that pays you a lot, pays you often, refers your services, loves your services, and actually loves you too, okay? But in order for that to happen, in order for that butterfly to come out from that cocoon and from the caterpillar, you've got to give it the right food, okay? You've got to give it the stuff to actually make that transformation. Because ultimately, that's what we're looking for. Okay, so what are those things? Well, if we take one of those criteria, like referrals, right? You want your ideal customer to refer more of their friends and family and business associates to you. Well, you've got to give them the food that makes you referable. Okay, one is that you've got to have a great, really great product or service to give them, and they're really happy with that. So great customer service. But also, you have to give them the opportunity to refer to you. So ask them for referrals, okay? Often. Ask them in different ways. But only through giving them that kind of food, right? Those kinds of things to help them with the transformation, is it really going to happen, okay? So that's my tip for today. Again, pick up this book if you don't have it and think about what are the different ways you'll be able to turn your caterpillars into butterflies. Cheers to your success, and I'll talk to you soon.